This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, sookie, sookie, as Coach used to say. DOC in for the coach. Well-deserved break for the coach. I mean, being at Augusta, doing all the travel that he's got to endure. If anybody needed a break, it is Coach Sheehan. And NBA playoffs going on. We're lucky, big fella. And Heavy Metal Chris is in full control. And how lucky are we, man? The Capitals playoff bound. The Nats go out in blue heaven and take a series. And you know, for us, things go better when the teams win. We have no control over the outcome. None. But we definitely take credit for it when it works. And then we give it to Heisman when it doesn't. But no, it's beautiful day. It is the a date that is real easy for me to remember. My mother's birthday, the 18th of April, and a youthful 92. And so we say happy birthday to Doris. And she's not alone in this one, though. Hugo Lopez, one of the original canines, he hit the 5-0 mark. One of my favorite coaches of all time, the great Richie Pettibone, hit the 86 mark. And I'm hopeful that Fred Smoot is still around. He turned yesterday was his birthday. I hope he's still with us amongst the living. I've not heard from him. He said he joined us yesterday. I knew that was a long shot, because having Fred be audible on his birthday, don't even think. I appreciate the fact that he offered, but I didn't expect it. What I'm hopeful is that he's among the living today, because we don't want to lose the Smootster, and because this is going to be, hopefully, a season to be remembered. It really was. It really is, because I think we're doing things the right way, big fella. And it's something that we got to get used to. I'm comfortable with it because I let it go. I hear a lot of people struggling with it because you're holding on. You're trying to play GM. You're trying to play head coach. And I get it. We've been so dysfunctional over the past that you felt like you needed to go hands-on. I'm not mad at you. I get it. I understand exactly how you feel. But if you want to really trust me on this one, the Harris Group has a plan. Now, you really have no other alternative, because there's nothing you can do about it. You can watch all the tape, the cut-ups, the all 22. You can fake yourself out and make you think that you're a scout. Burn the midnight oil. Watch all you want to do. If you started and watched just endless, you could never catch up with Craig Hoffman. He's so far ahead of you, you'd be lost in the dust. And ask Hoffman. He's the best I know. And I'm telling you, this is an almost impossible task. But you can get close. If you don't believe me, just look back at the past 5 years. We do this every year. One of the beauties about aging gracefully is that you have to become more mature. And you realize that you're just walking behind the blind. Very few know. Now, there's been a lot of controversy. Well, some. In that our team brought in a herd of people. I thought that was smooth. I mean, it's brilliant in the way that you do not give all of us the care, and we're just asphyxiated to this thing, man. We want to know, who's it going to be? Who's the quarterback? I'll ask Heavy Metal Chris. This is not rehearsed. I didn't text him. You could pull our records. You'll see nothing to it. Right now, if you had to put your mortgage on it,
Jaden Daniels. It's going to be Jaden Daniels.
You think they're going with Daniels?
Yeah, I think so. Did you see the Capital Paparazzi post this week? On some guy on Twitter named Capital Paparazzi.
No, I heard about it, and I love his name.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool, but you got to understand, I'm immune to it now. I'm not a looky-loo. On the Beltway, when there's something happening on the opposite side, I don't look.
Sure.
I've always wondered, why the hell are we stopping? I'm like Vince Lombardi. What the hell is going on? Everybody's stopping because they're looking on the other side of the Beltway. It's some numbskull that ran into somebody who wasn't paying attention or was texting. I'm out of that game.
No, I hear you.
But why don't you?
That the coach Dan Quinn showed up for one quarterback to pick up the airport, and the other three guys that came into town were not picked up by the coach.
Would you put your mortgage on it?
That one. I mean, if I had to pick one, I think it's Jaden Daniels. I mean, I don't know what else they would do.
I'm going Carolina.
Oh, you think Drake May? All right.
Yeah, I'd say if I had to put my mortgage on it. Because, you know, I'm not Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, so I don't have that kind of cash to where I can just...
Apparently he didn't have that kind of cash either.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. I understand people keep saying he didn't have it. No, he did have it. He did.
He had $40
million. He executed every one of the bets. Huh, beg your pardon?
He had like $40 million in debt.
Yeah. He had the cash. Did he have the cash?
He got it out of Ohtani's bank account. He didn't get it out of his own.
It don't matter, Slim. He produced. He produced. So, now I'm just saying, because I'm looking at this, I'm going to back my way into this and go, when you build your staff, there had to be a reason why. I'm going Kingsbury. Why? They said, well, quarterback, this guy's got a knack. So what is his knack? His knack is that relationship thing with the quarterback. It's not that they win. His teams don't win. They haven't won. But they produce the most difficult task in all of sports is producing this position that we're depleted at. I'm going to say there's 12 out of 32 in the world. And you got a guy that's got a unique set of skills. So, what's the backgrounds? Well, the kid in Carolina has a relationship with this theory, this offensive concept. So, who would learn your concept the quickest? Now, I like the kid from LSU. I think he's the guy, he's the shine, he's the Ferrari. He's the one that sports car, convertible. You go, wow. SEC, wow. Brilliant throw, wow. But again, when you look at him and I go, even though they don't let you touch the quarterback, and he's tough, and everybody's, he'll gain weight. How much weight? And if he gains all that weight, is he still going to be the same dude? There's only one Lamar. I got to see. If somebody else can be Lamar, they got to prove it to me. Everybody throwing Lamar. Be careful throwing his name around. I ain't seen. Have you seen anybody else? Who else reminds you of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, nobody else seen? Really. There's
no, straight up.
Nobody else with that skill set.
I love it when people say, oh, he's Lamar. Really? Lamar who? Lamar Johnson? Ain't no Lamar Jackson. I'm telling you what.
It's the same.
I love listening to people. Lamar, my behind. This dude, had he had a coordinator that could count to 10, they might have kissed the Lombardi Trophy. See, the best team doesn't always win. I think we know that now. The best team does not always win. The team that puts it together wins, a la welcome to your Washington Capitals. Because they found a way to win. They didn't have to score a ton of goals. They found a way to win. The hardest sport on the planet is hockey. Controlling it. We know. Remember when we had the President's Cup? Remember when we used to beat our chests? Remember when we had all that? How'd that come out?
Yeah, they lost first round of the President's Cup 1 year. I remember that was rough.
Most do. That's why I'm going, how you wager and you burn the BetQL people, man, I love you, because this is the one where, hey, now you really got to throw it on the line. But it's that putting that combination of team. So I go back to my theory. I'm going, well, the staff was put together. This is like the Dirty Dozen to me. If you trust the process, you believe in the staff, if you want to get ahead of the curve and win quicker than anticipated, then you have to follow the system. And that's why I would go with him. Now, we'll see. But there is some intrigue to it. There really is some intrigue. I like it. I really do. I'll ask you this, big fella. When you saw the schedule, you saw that the Nationals were going out west, the A's, whatever, but you knew that eventually they'd be in blue heaven. What were the odds of them going to Chavez Ravine? I'm not going to say that I'm going to say it's Chavez Ravine. And doing what they did there, to me, not as big as a playoff win or getting in the playoff, but it's huge for a young team. And what Davey's done, him and Carberry, I just think that when you get young clubs, our direction, we are so solid. Having suffered from horrible head coaches in our town, now to have these two studs head of these programs, I feel we are in the right spot at the right time. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a surprising start. I think everyone kind of thought this is the year you just kind of watch them develop their young talent and you don't really worry about the record, and they come out and beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3 in L.A. That's a great start.
I might add, Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah.
When everybody's wearing 42. Been there for that one, Slim. It's breathtaking to see how they do it, and our guys didn't blink. They didn't blink. I was proud of that, man. That is great. And what's going on Friday at the ballpark, Houston coming in and going back 5 years and rewind and trying to capture. I would usually say get out of the rearview mirror, move forward. But we were basically, with the pandemic, you were basically robbed.
Yeah.
Of taking your victory lap throughout MLB as champions. It never happened because of the pandemic. So hopefully everybody will embrace. They're going to have a lot of the fellows come back. And 2019, I'll never forget it. Never forget the celebration. Never forget anything that took place in that magical run. And I mean, we're not like, I'm not saying we're Title Town USA, but there's some cities that never get a chance to kiss the ring.
Yeah, that was a special time in this town. Caps had just won the year before.
Talk to me. Are you kidding me? Instead of walking away from your stadium with your tail between your leg and can't beat the New York football Giants. I mean, the humiliation. But again, I swore I won't go backwards. I'll stay positive. Yeah, I will stay positive. And I don't know about you, but I'm it's a relief. It really is. Hoops, you can't determine who plays, who doesn't play. New Orleans, so disappointed to see Lanelle Willingham get injured against the, excuse me, I mean, Zion Williamson, to see him go, what's so funny?
You called him Lanelle.
You know what? It was just, in my mind, every time I see him, I think of Nell. And the kid, we've waited, he's worth the wait, he's trying. But he's just not disciplined enough yet to put it together. But if he does, potential's still there. But you got to treat your body. I mean, that's what you make your money off of. It's the weirdest injury I've ever seen based on the expression and how he exited. Last night, Sixers and Miami.
1-point game. That was a good one.
Man, come on, dude. Butler goes out, but the excitement in that game, it was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And Embiid coming back, a lot of people don't like the play-in, but give the NBA marketing team a lot of credit, man. Often, a lot of people, there's a section of our community doesn't even watch till the playoffs. They watch the beginning, they may watch throughout Christmas, they watch All-Star, and then going on. They have got to fix their All-Star weekend thing now. Hello, NBA.
Yeah.
Love a lot that you do. It's ridiculous.
They got to get some stars in that slam dunk competition, too. I'm tired of seeing all the scrubs.
Inescu, if she didn't come out, if they don't have that three-point shooting contest with Steph, it's over. So fix it. I mean, you got to recognize when you have a problem, and you better get it fixed. Embiid, 23-15. Coach McAdams, we're going to break that down. The Knickerbockers, I'm scared to say it. I love it when New York is good. It happens like every 100 years. But I give the Knick fans credit. They never leave. You know, they're awful for most of the time. But they never lose their base. Got to give them that. We've noticed since we've been in the toilet that, you know, you've lost some of your followers. Your true colors come out now. Some people have flipped. They don't flip. Orange and blue, they don't flip.
Well, I'll tell you, Jalen Brunson's just a fun player to watch. Be a Knicks fan or not, he's just fun to watch.
But what does that tell you about the Mavericks front office? No, really, if you start talking about basketball IQ, I love it when people start talking about who handles their basketball operations. Who's the decision makers?
I don't even know anymore. I mean, didn't the owner stepped away or whatever, right?
He should've. I tell you what, that's one of – but again, you know, nobody's perfect. But Brunson plays the game the way – you really would hope that it's played the way people are making money in the NBA. I mean, this dude, I mean, I don't follow him regularly. Don't get me wrong. Does he understand that there is a load management provision in the NBA? I mean, this dude is a savage. I just absolutely love him the way he's going. I want to like the Mavs. I don't trust him. I know G from the shop. Yeah. He's going to be angry at me now. But I'm just – they hold talent hostage. I hate to see guys that have been gifted. They have the gift. And they hold it hostage. We'll see. I think whoever gets the Mavs, I mean, I think you're going to be worried. Just like my boys in purple and gold are not being given a chance. Big mistake.
The Mavs play the Clippers first round, right?
And you know what? That's dysfunctional one versus dysfunctional two. Seriously.
The Clippers have not looked good in the last month for how good they looked early in this season.
They ought to be white lab jackets passed out. Everybody in attendance, the first 10,000 people to come through the turnstile should be given a white lab coat. Because seriously, you talk about some nut jobs between those two professional franchises. Who wants the job? Seriously. Seriously, do you want it? Who wants the job? I don't.
Nah.
I don't want it. And I really got great players the whole bit. But you go back, and if you're my age, and you saw the Nate Thurmans of the world, you saw guys grinding. You saw guys in the 60s, 70s, the Wes Unsells of the world. You saw guys. You just can't. I remember that big brace Julius Irvin's wore on his knee. The doctor knew people were coming out to see him, see the doctor. These kids now, spoiled brats, and making a profit off the, and then playing when they get ready to play. That's why, before we go to break, I am pleased that the NBA banned Jante Porter.
I saw that yesterday. Yeah,
yeah,
that
man,
broke while I was
man.
Doing Sheehan's show yesterday. Yep.
Yeah, I stood up and applauded this. Now, you knew it was going to happen. What I didn't know is how they would react to it in the NBA. Now, they hard on non-stars. Now, if this dude was a baller, it'd be interesting to see how they would react.
Yeah, like, what if it was Michael Jordan? They might make him go play baseball for 2 seasons.
Well, I don't know. So you said that. Be careful. You're going to have G. You make G. G end up, you know he does. He does have the ability to show up at that station. I mean, you're going out. You're talking about the GOAT now. But there's all kind of things that have gone on. I mean, one day we'll uncover some things that we think, theory, we might all be right. We may not be. But they had a referee in a sport that went to prison. Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think there's cheating in every sport. Everything has to be governed. Everything has to be checked. Because there's human beings involved in it. And so there's some crazy things going on. I mean, if we could do this whole 3 hours if you really wanted to get into it, but it'd just be boring. But at some of the things that are being allowed to happen that the NFL gets away with. Are you serious? Yeah, they do. Because if you bring that weight, you know, people, you get some provisions. You have some privileges. That happens. But this one right here, and it was blatant. Blatant.
Yeah, there's no question about what happened with this one. It's not a gray
people
area.
Putting up by 86. There's a section of society didn't even know this kid was alive. And somebody going to put $86,000? Come on, Slim. Don't be greedy. You know? Coach Thompson always said, to go to break, he said, you feed pigs, but they slaughter hogs. And Jante, you should have taken that to heed. We go to our first break here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. DOC, Heavy Metal Chris, knocking it down for you. The BetQL listener line is 301-230-0980. We will probably open things up. Got some surprises for you today. The legendary Smokin' Al Kolkin. And he's not a baby. He's a grown-ass man now. But when he was young, our youngest, Aaron, would call Kolkin Smokin' Al-a Kolkin. He couldn't say Al-co. He said Smokin' Al-a Kolkin. And so I have never stopped calling Al Smokin' Al-a Kolkin. At high noon, Count Dracula will be with us. And he's the guy that, man, he fed me like an infant. He put a bib around me and taught me the blue line. Taught me about the crease, biscuit in the basket, net minder standing on your head, all courtesy of my man, Smokin' Al Kolkin. He'll join us at high noon. Stick and stay here on the Sheehan Show. with DOC and Heavy Metal Chris. Oh, yeah. We will get a Heavy Metal reference. You guys responded well over the weekend. I've been trying to tell Chris, he's a jewel. He just doesn't recognize it. And we will give you a Heavy Metal update, I guarantee you, before we sign off. Stay with us.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Team 980. The Kevin Sheehan Show. Coach is, you know, he gets so angry whenever I describe what he's doing, whether it's an international intervention or like he was at Butler Cabin and allegedly or whatever he's doing. I just hope that his short game works for him today, okay? I'm going to leave it at that. And we are... Got an APB out for the coach. Last night, I mean, there's been so many changes, and I think for the better, in the NBA. In game, the play-in, you name it. It's not all going to be happy. If you watch Golden State and Sacramento, whenever we've seen excellence, you know, it is, but every dynasty ends. Every MVP ends up losing. It's part of the process. So we welcome to the show again our resident coach. And there's a little chatter. A lot of people want to know what the coach thinks. I did not. Something's been up and down. You know, you're never going to please everyone. But if you didn't like, I mean, what is it about the Heat? When they say Heat culture, I'm thinking if Embiid can go, if his stamina holds up, he gets up and down. I didn't know if this was going to be close. Close? It was razor blade thin. What is it about the Heat?
Well, the Heat is very well coached. Very well coached. And they have a culture. They have a concept. And they play well in the concept. I just don't believe that they have that much talent to go the distance. And that's why it was close. Philadelphia, on the other hand, they've got the talent and they are learning a culture. So, yeah, I was not surprised that that game was really tight. That game was really tight. Wasn't surprised by that at all, Doc.
Yeah, if you didn't have a horse in the race, that was fun. You almost had a heart attack if you cared and you were pulling for a team. A lot of fun. You just have to. There's something about how do you describe the Knickerbocker, the fan base? They describe loyalty. There's two fan bases I'm really I will not say anything bad about. And that is the Knickerbockers and the Cleveland Browns. Loyalty, I don't know if anybody else can match it. Because it doesn't ever matter what place they're in. It never affects their attendance, their swag sales, nothing. Now, if you got a better example and you've got more experience at it than I do, but what other program can you put in that category that win, lose, or tie, they have a never-say-die support from their fan base, like the Knicks and the Cleveland mm-hmm. Browns?
Great, great point. I would say comparable would be the Boston Red Sox fans. I would say comparable would be the St. Louis Cardinals baseball fans.
I'll give you that. But, yeah, two birds on the bat. You know, Al Koken will be joining us day two, and you just made his day. I'm so sorry you said that, because I'll never hear the end of that now. Oh my God, did you just?
Oh, but hey,
you
yeah,
just
but
said
I,
that.
They, yeah, so I see that. Where other
yeah,
places,
two birds with a bat. Yeah, that was my first love in baseball. Yeah, it was Bob Gibson. Two birds with a bat. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Bullet Bob. But
you get my point, though. That's had to be carried through generations. Like a lot of our diehard Burgundy and Gold senior citizens, they tried hard. They did a great job.
They tried.
But a lot of their young kids splintered. They tried.
Rightfully so. I mean, rightfully so. Yeah, rightfully so. But they tried, no question about that. No question. But you have other places, especially basketball, where it's more of an event. It's more social. It's the place to be. Or you're going to the downtown arena, for example, but you're rooting for the guys in the different color jerseys.
Well, that was that was marketing.
That was marketing.
And it was brilliant. When that happened,
that's right.
O'Malley, give her flowers, because
absolutely,
a lot of people frowned at it. She was way ahead of the game.
She was way ahead of the game. All right, and I don't think that they're promoting it now, but the reality is that's what we're watching as we speak for the home team. I mean, how many people you know are going down there because they have any expectation of the Wizards winning a game? But they're going because I want to see LeBron. I want to see KD. I want to see the Celtics.
Yeah, or, NBA.
Right, or I want a night on the town.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's why I think it was important to be centrally located. I think downtown, you can make it nice anywhere, but I think you lose a little bit. We'll find out what happens as the Clippers now going to Inglewood, and you see what SoFi. There's a lot of different, that city thing, you need the square footage to footprint so you can grow it, because the amenities, it's now about having an event. I see the Garden, watching the Billy Joel concert, watching Nick. I mean, it's like, haven't been in there, it's different. Whether it's a prize fight, I've seen Tyson. I mean, it is special. It's different. That's what I hope that being downtown comes to, that you utilize that central location, that metro, the idea that you can grow it and make it bigger than ever.
I just want them to win, okay? I want them, obviously, to win. But back to your original point, man, that game, I'm not surprised by it. Because as I mentioned earlier, you had two teams. I just would like to see Miami upgrade their talent. Because, I mean, if you look at their roster and you compare their roster to the other playoff teams, Milwaukee, Boston.
They never do.
Yeah. But they get the most out of what they have. But I don't see their run being too long this year. I don't see it.
Yeah, Kings Zion, he showed us what we all been waiting for. And then once again, his body, which is not built for that amount of stress that he put on it, and he paid a price for lack of discipline.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Well,
he did a good job, but he paid for the negligence. He put himself in the physical position he's in. Ain't nobody do that to him. He did it to himself.
Right. Well, but, you know, it can be lack of discipline, but I would always say before lack of discipline, It's lack of priority. If you prioritize your career like a LeBron James and like a, I'll give you the best example of someone that I know.
Okay.
That, and even as we speak, is an AD, Adrian Dantley, always in perfect shape.
Oh, my God, yes.
Always. And some of the other guys who would try to work out with him lasted maybe a day or so and just couldn't hang.
Yeah.
But the end That's result of that is a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, but that is a Mamba mindset that not everybody's gifted, doesn't have that gene pool. I mean, that's just – but if, what about the organization? You knew it when you got him. And what part do we put on the organization? Knowing what you have, you got to build a system around that. If I've got that much money invested in him, then I might put a 24-hour person program with him.
Yeah.
He don't have as much freedom as he wants. I would have tied that into the contract.
Absolutely.
See, all of his bench points financially Absolutely. Would have been tied to his weight.
That's right. Absolutely. That would have been a clause in the contract.
I mean, if I can figure that out, sitting here with a bubble up, how in the world can a professional franchise worth millions be that naive in New Orleans? And all you got to do is get somebody with a clinical background, somebody like Heavy Metal Chris, and assign them to him. He's got to check in. Hey, in pro football, you have weigh-ins. You come in, your pocket gets hit.
That's right.
Your pocket gets hit every day you don't make weight. Man, I'd be weighing this guy, drawing blood. I would have turned him into a guinea pig to prove to him, here's what we can do. If you pay the price, because if he's ready to go, the game is automatic. So is eating after the game, too. It's also automatic.
Well, but the other side of that is, if you're a general manager, do you want to gamble and draft a guy like that? Super talented, no question about it. But as you also stated, lack of discipline, lack of priority in terms of his career first. Do you want that type of player? Okay. Versus a guy who may not be as talented, but you know has that Mamba mentality, and you don't have to put anything in the contract.
Not that many of them, no. I mean, now you got to go back to Duke. He was at US Air practicing. I was on the floor watching him. If I got a chance at him coming out of Duke, I'm not passing. Now I'm also not going to pay him until he signs a contract that agrees to these stipulations. We're going to have weigh-ins. I'm going to get most of my money back if you keep eating out of control. If you don't make weight, I'm going to get a lot of my stuff back. In other words, we would have had that agreement or he wouldn't have made the money.
Yeah, that makes great sense from a business perspective.
Yeah, there's just no way. I mean, his people got to know that. I'm not going to do that. Otherwise, I'm failing him. Because in the end, it's like a weak parent with all these Huxtable kids we got coming up now. They put the kid in charge of the family just because the kid's about to make some money. How ignorant is that?
Doc, I love it. The Huxtable kids, but see, I always favor the Evans kids with James Evans, you know, and Florida Evans.
Oh, yeah. I get that. That's a little bit before my time, but I'm with you. My point is that when parents stop parenting and they start kissing the kids behind over money, they lose all the integrity. You've lost everything.
Right. And
not only you lose,
And the coaches. And the coaches.
Well, we know the coaches.
At the grassroots level. And I've always said, and I adopted this from my mentors, Coach Thompson, Will Jones, Morgan Wooten, you coach the hardest on your best players for several reasons. One, they've got the potential to go a long ways in the game. But also, when the other players see that you're coaching your best player hard, they know that they can't slack off at all. But now, it's like, hey, I don't want to offend this kid because he's going to join another AAU team, or he may transfer to another school, definitely with this transfer portal. But, you know, we created – you know what? I don't blame the monster. I blame Dr. Frankenstein because he created the monster.
No, we're in adjustment. I love Belichick now on tour. Saban, all these guys now, they ran these empires in a different era. That era is gone. You know, it is gone. Because when you look at, and I don't blame them. I don't think they're running from anything. The reality of it is that the only, well, not only, but one of the things I do not agree with is that you can immediately transfer same year. We might have a disagreement. As a coach, I may have erred. I may have blown my stack. I need some time to recover from that. And you usually would get an apology. Now, I'm in the transfer portal. I'm gone.
That's right.
That's crazy. That's right. You would do the same thing in your family. If you went and reacted to everything said initially, hell, you'd leave your family.
You're right about
so
that.
So you can't do this. This is so ignorant that these people in the NCAA, and it sounds to me, whenever I see the suits who make these decisions, who act as if they never had a jock on, it frustrates the hell out of me.
And in some cases, they haven't. And
that's
I'm not saying, and I'm not saying, Doc, that should be a prerequisite. But sometimes you've got to at least play the game, not at a high level, but just play the game so you understand the mindset and the thought process during a particular time. Analytics. Doc, if you want to get me started, I'm old school. There's a place for it, but it cannot.
It's always
nothing,
been there.
But it's always been there, not to the extent where, look, in baseball, for example, if Doc Walker, my star pitcher, after 100 pitches, the analytics says he starts to go downhill. But on this particular day, you got everything rolling. You had 100 pitches. I may come out and say, how you feel? And then look in your eye. And if I see what I'm looking for in your eyes, I'm going to leave you in. And so my point is that analytics certainly has its place in all the sports, but nothing should override the eyes and the heart looking at a situation. But that's where we are today.
Well, you can call me right, you can call me wrong. But in times of crises and battle, I don't want anybody making a move that's non-military over a military move.
I agree.
I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. If you don't have what it takes to have endured what these men and women do to earn the right to wear that uniform, you should never be put in a position to make a decision that affects their lives and their safety, and you were a coward. There's no way in hell you can ever convince me that should have a place in our society. Never, ever. That's an elite group of people. elite beyond any athletic thing ever in life. Same thing for firefighters, ENTs, people that are willing to do things that are unimaginable, and they actually do it for a living. Man should be judged at a higher level. I'm telling you, we take this sports thing way too far a lot of times, and it's a game, and our value system on it is out of this roof. And then when it comes to real heroes, we sometimes don't necessarily give it up the way we have to do and should do, because we got some absolute badasses in our society. We really do, to do some things that just are amazing, that compared to a hat trick or a triple double, it's amazing. But hey, man, we're doing a lot of good things in this society, simply seen by the WNBA and what is moving towards that draft, the numbers, the eyeballs that are going on it. I think our youth sports as a whole is really, really, really doing some outstanding things. You've dedicated a lot of your life to that. We had some coaches call last night on overtime, and I mentioned about being undefeated only once. Coach, were you ever on an undefeated team in your athletic career?
Not on an undefeated team, but I have coached several undefeated teams.
Well, okay? Then you were on an undefeated team. You coached it, yeah.
Absolutely.
And that was a rarity, and we lit it up last night. The rarity of that, man, it was, and a lot of these youth coaches called it, you know, it's so very difficult to do. And I said, I can always tell if you're lying because, because you don't ever forget anything about that season. Anything.
No, you don't. No.
Yeah,
no,
and those are things that, yeah, man, and it's special. Coach, as always, man, you're a natural gem. We appreciate you sharing so much of your time with our audience. And I'm sure Coach Sheehan, he's probably on the turn right now. And I know when he'll have his staff. They'll be reviewing every inch of today's show, and I'm sure he'll smile. So thank you, as always, and I'll talk to you this weekend.
Absolutely. I'm always ready for your call. Thank you.
Good deal. Gym Rat is what we call him. Heavy Metal, you know it. Heavy Metal Chris, who introduced Battle in the Swamp over the weekend, and we're going to drill him on that even more so. He's a little reluctant when we start talking about Heavy. He's Heavy Metal Chris. It seems a little shy when we start talking about Heavy Metal, but we are going to make this a segment whether he wants to or not. Got a good response on Battle in the Swamp. So we will, and G from the shop, shout out to the coach. So we got G is awake. He's alive and well. Big fella, let's take it away.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.